morning, this past week's daf was daf Samach in Maseches Siyumin, the fifth perek. Let's start from the Mishnah. The Mishnah on daf Samach. The Mishnah says as follows: Kol Ma'aseh Makipurim Ha'omla Seidem. All the different avodas, Ma'aseh Makipurim, the avodas that are done in Kippur, Ha'omla Haseidem, which are mentioned in a special order, a certain sequence. And the Mishnah continues to say, Im Hikta Ma'aseh L'Chaver Lo'aseh Klum. That if something was done out of order, something was done earlier than it should have been, but also like klum, that kibshuta, the mission says, doesn't count. That's possible, definitely doesn't count. Pashas is possible. The Rashi says like this: Hamurin al haseder. So Rashi be Mishnah saying, the seder we're talking about is the seder in the Mishnah, as opposed to the Psukim, because we know that the Seder HaPsukim learned in the Sugya before, now on the Flamed Beis, the Cheshbon is for the number of Tefillahs, that the Psukim themselves are not necessarily in the order. That's what Rashi explains. Hamurin al HaSeder means the Mishnah saying, the order in the Mishnah. Now, as far as the order is concerned, that we could remind ourselves, we could look back over here, Rashi and Aflamid Tes, in the Sugar before of Hagrolo, which is very, very much shaykh to this Sugya over here. As a matter of fact, that Sugya really should have come after the Sugya. So we weren't, when we learned that sugi, we didn't do the sugi that, so we weren't so comfortable there. Maybe we'll get a chance to go back. But actually, want to see last Rashi and Daf Mem? Excuse me. See Rashi and Daf Mem. Just get it from over here. We'll see it inside. Easier to follow. You see Rashi over here, the last narrow line over there. See where there's a ice hay for the back. The said after the same kachi the parsha. Do you have that over here? That mem.
Yeah, I have mem.
Mem, so and last, you have
last narrow line.
Last narrow line, you got there, right over there. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. you don't have that edition.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Right? Yeah, yeah. Okay, this is just to remind us over here. The Rashi over here says, B'tchila misfad al apar. But first comes the vidui on the par, just reviewing us a little bit for us over here. Alright, the first is the vidui rishon, which is done on the par. Second, Sok Rashi is Magr Lahasor. We do the Hagrolo on the soil to decide which of the seamers Hashem wishes Azazel. After that is Misvad La Par Vidi Sheni, then the second Vida on the Par, and Shech the Par. The dam is at this point is not used. Remember, it was handed to someone to mix it, to keep it, shouldn't get hard. What happens at this point is Machnes Kafel Machta. Right, this is over here. The chafino kafu machta. This is the haktoris teres comes first. I got that the shechitas par was before that, but the actual avoda, the par is we wait till we do the avodas haktoris. So that's the chafino, hachnosis kafu machta, and the burning of the teres. Then after that, we start the matan dam. Noisim dam hapar al hakapoyres. Like this is in the scene is dam in the kochim. After the dam par, now we start the dam soil. The soil hasn't yet been shechted. So at this point, we shecht the soil. Then we shech the soil. We have his dam now. We go back into the kochi kochi. No, it's min al kapayis. So the matan dam, the final slim is done at this point. Then we come out and we make achas mavish of the matan of the dam hapar al haparoiches. And then we do so to the dam hasoy. Then we mix it. Rashi's talking ma'ariv mekronis. V'noisin ha'mizbeach ha'pnimi. Then you make matanas ha'mizbeach ha'pnimi, which are the diachronis, and design matanas altaris ha'mizbeach on the roof, on the top. Okay, so this is the order Rashi puts it together for us over there. So the Mishnah once again tells us the kol ma'is ha'mizbeach ha'pnimi say them. And make the ma'is chaver le'osa klum. Seder is ma'akev. Right? That's what the Mishnah is saying over here. The seder, the order is ma'akev. Not only leaving something out totally, but even switching the order is ma'akev. Now the Mishnah goes to give us an example of such a thing. Hiktim dam ha'soil dam ha'par. Right? We just saw that the Matan dam of the par comes first in each of the rounds. Let's say hikdim dam hasoyer the dam hapar. And the more we'll explain exactly which round we're referring to over here. We'll get to there. Hikdim dam hasoyer dam hapar. If he made the matonis of the soyer before the par, so that's what he's doing is he's doing it out of order. He made the matonis of the soil before its proper time. That's what the Mishnah said before. Lo yosu klum. Therefore, yachsav yazim dam soil lacha dam apar. He has to redo it. He did dam soil, then he did dam par. The dam soil was out of order. It's lo yosu klum. So therefore, he has to do it again now. Repeat the matonis of the soil, because the initial dam ha-soyer, the matonis they did, was le'osov le'klom. Now, the next part of the Mishnah is really something different. The next part of the Mishnah is not discussing switching the order. It's a little confusing. This is a new halacha that the Mishnah is mentioning over here. V'im ad sh'lo gomar as ha-matonis shebifnim nishbach adam. The Mishnah now discusses a different point. Now let's say the dam is spilled, and you have to shecht a new animal in order to get dam. Where do you pick up? Look, Mishnah, imagine go mas haMaton shebifnim before the matonis in the kochi were finished. Nishbach haDam, the dam spilled. So you have to bring again shecht another behemoth in order to get the dam that you need over here. And v'yachse b'tchil l'bifnim, you start from the beginning. The Mishnah says v'chein b'heichol v'chein b'mizbeach hazol. V'chein b'heichel, as we'll see in Hemshech HaMishnah, means that so too, if it happened in the heichel, you go back to the beginning of the matanas of the heichel. You don't have to start all over again. For matanas in the kochi kochim, that's v'chein b'heichel. If it was nishbach, so the matanas that you started with have to be redone. Now, the reason why it has to be done, nothing to do with something out of order. This is a different halacha. That's because it's a kapara achas. That round of dam kapara has to be done with one behemoth, but only that one. Meaning to say, kochi kochim is a kapara pneyatzmo. So if it's spilled there, you have to go back to the beginning. Heichol is a kapara pneyatzmo. When we say heichol, that means matanis on the paroiches. And therefore, if the dam spilled over there, then you only have to go back to the beginning of Matan Shebeichel, not to the Kotchi Kotchim. Chaim be Mizbeach Hazov, so to Mizbeach Hazov. Mizbeach Hazov, right, we know that there are two Matanis, right? You have the Matan Kronis, and then you have the Zayin Matanis. Right? The Mishnah Kepshuta is Mashma, that Mizbeach Hazov is also one. It's all one. And therefore, let's say the dam spills while he's making the Zayin Matonis, right, on the roof of Mizbeach. So you have to go back to the beginning. That's what the mashmois of the Mishnah would be. The Mefoshim actually tell us that there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos and Zvachim about this. And I believe Rashi Shita is that on Mizbeach Hazov itself, it's two different kaporas. The meaning that the Kronos is one thing, and the Zayin Hazois on Tamar Shemel. And therefore, if it's still during that time, you don't have to go back to make the Dalit Kronos.
It's even the Tanakhama holds that, in other words.
Right, yeah. That's how we're going, right. Mm-hmm. Right, you don't have to go back to there. So the Tanakhama Shita is that each of these things are a kapar b'fnei atzma, which means that you don't have to go back further, but you have to go back to the beginning of this kapar. They argue, they say that you never have to go back further to where you finished off. Whatever was done is counts and retains, and you can continue on from there. Right, we'll see further in the later sugya about this. Let's see Rashi over the second Rashi. Bechem beheichel. Nosa mixus matonus al haparoches in the heichel, as opposed to the kochi kochim. Nosa mixus matonus al haparoches. Let's say he made, right, it's supposed to be 8 matonus on the paroches. He did a few matonus. Then nishbach hadam, the dam spilled, showing you don't have any more dam. Yovi par achem v'yaschil matonus haparoches. Look, Rashi, we bring another par. Akipshuta Rashi is just giving us an example over here. It could have been the par or the sawyer, which the dam spilled. So Yavi par, I have to bring another behemoth. V'yaschem matanas haparoches and start from over here. V'ein tzorch lach zelahasol b'kaparis. You don't have to go back all the way to the beginning into the kochi kochim. Not necessary to go. That's what this time is common to say. It's efficient to start the beginning of it, but you do have to start of the beginning of these matonis. So that's what he's coming to say, that you don't have to go all the way back, because each one is kapara b'fnei atzma, kapara shenigbar nigbar. But being that it's one kapara, and if in this one that you're holding was a nigmar, so that's why you have to go back to the beginning of this specific round, this kapor.
What about the implications of this for the ratio of the Mishnah? That, how do we regard that first par now in retrospective? Was it puzzle? Or do we have to now bring Malay Chaftav again, do the Ktaris again? Do we have to shecht another star? Because
so we'll see,
out of order now.
The Gemara talks about this, right? That's what we'll see. You saw the Gemara over there? Right, yeah, more on Samach Aleph, yeah. So the Gemara is going to talk about that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll see that. Right, that's a good point. That is a good point. Beis Hashem will get to there. Let's just finish the Rashi's over here. Was Rav Shimon, they say, "V'mokum shepasak v'afilu lo nigmar ois hakapara ein tzorach lachzor." Now, even if you're incomplete, you don't have to go back. You don't have to redo anything. They hold that each matana, when it's done, its kapara is accomplished and never has to be redone. Okay, so like we're saying, there's two topics which are being discussed in this Mishnah, and they might be related, like you're saying, because we have implications that if the dam spills, you got to get new dam, you have to make a shechita, that might cause things to go out of order. Right? But that's not the direct point that's going on in the Mishnah. But it's something that we could take out of there. And the Gemara is going to discuss that, make that relation. Let's see the Gemara now. Tona Abon, Kol Ma'aseh Mekbon Olah, Seide, and Mikta Ma'aseh Lechaver Le'osa Klum. That's what the Mishnah is makdim. We'll learn the Mishnah as if this is the opening statement which everyone agrees on, and now the issue is going to discuss what the specifics of this is. Okay? Let's assume like that. There's two sheets. There's two sheets. We'll say that the Tanakam is not a sheet by itself. Right? Let's take that to make things a little bit easier, even though there are those who wouldn't otherwise. Okay? Tana Rabbanan. Right, this is what our Mishnah had said, and now Rabbi Yehuda comes to explain Kipshutoi. Omar Rabbi Yehuda Imosai. When was this said that doing something out of order, do something earlier than it should have been, doesn't count, and therefore has to be redone? This is the only things which are done with the big day loven, mi bifnim. Bifnim. What does mi bifnim mean? Right? It's a little unclear. Pnim, right? You know, pnim, kochim, zaheichel. Rashi tells us right away to clear the confusion. Rashi says, mi bifnim, lifnav, lifnim. Okay? As Rashi says, I guess we could wonder how Rashi knew that. Right? But Rashi is very clear that pnim means lifnayv lifnim. Yeah. A mosai, let's hear that. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, a mosai, b'dvorim hanasim b'vid lovim b'fnim. Avod vorim hanasim b'vid lovim b'chutz. However, things that which are done by the love of machutz, so according to Rashi explains to us that pnim is kotchi kotchim, so chutz will mean from the heichel and out. Avodah manasim big love machutz, anything which is done outside of the kotchi kotchim in the heichel already, that's chutz. Even with big day love on im hikta ma'is lechaver masha also. Over this said is not ma'akiv. And therefore, even if something was preceded, done earlier than it should have been, Masha, also whatever was done was accomplished and does not have to be redone. So Yehuda is making a difference in the Big Day Lovan. Big Day Lovan. As we'll see, Big Day Zov, that's Poshut, that's not Ma'akiv. He's come to say that even in Big Day Lovan, the ikov that you have is only kochi kochim, which there is no big dezov in the kochi kochim. And that in itself might be a mashmois over here. That what pim means. Because it would seem to be that there's a in pnim you have in the chutz over here that there's a pnim and chutz is the difference between bidei lov and bidei zov. Okay, but we'll see. Let's see if we could bring a raya to how Rashi teaches what bifnim means. So far we have Shittas of Yehuda, that Yehuda tells us that the ikov that is mentioned in the Mishnah in the Braisa is only in Kotchei Kotchei, right? As far as we're concerned, things that are supposed to be done in the Kotchei Kotchei. Rabbi Nechemya says that no, it's not limited, the ikav is not limited only to Big Day Lovam Mibifnim. The ikuv also includes things which are done b'vede lovan b'me b'fmei b'machutz. Anything which is done b'vede lovan that has this the ikuv that if the seder the order is changed it's ma'akiv. Avlom hanas and b'vede zov b'machutz masha also. Only things which are done b'vede zov that's where we don't have this hakpada masha also. Therefore, over there, such a thing, even if the order is switched, it counts. It doesn't have to be redone. Now, let's see the Rashi over here. Rashi gives us some examples of what we're talking about. B'beit Lovan b'chutz. This is really where the Machlokes is over here. The Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chemya, will be by things which are done b'de lovin b'chutz, right? Things that which are done in b'de lovin from the heichel and out is seder ma'akiv on these things. The contrary of Yehuda, it's not. The contrary of Nechem, it is. Zok Rashi, what does it mean b'de lovin b'chutz? Zok Rashi, kigoin hagrolo. Making the hagrolo, deciding which of the Seirim are which. The Hagrolo, that's Big Delov and Nasa Bachutz. Vidui, the Vidui on the Par. Shvich HaShirayim, pouring out, we just recently learned about that, the Shvich HaShirayim, pouring out the Shirayim, after the Ikim Matonis Adon, pouring the Shirayim on the side of the Mizbech HaChitzin, V'chol matonas haparoiches u'mizbeach hazov, and all the matonas haparoiches u'mizbeach hazov, these, according to the way Rashi is explaining, these are all in considered chutz. Im hiktim lahen dover me'uchor ein elu ma'akfin olov l'poisloi. If you did something earlier, Rashi says, "Ein elu ma'akven olvul poislay." These things don't hold it back to cause what was done earlier a paslus. Which means Rashi just explaining us to over here how it works. And this is important. Rashi says that this that when one does something earlier than it should have, that where you hold the seder is ma'akiv, what that means is that the thing that should have been done earlier causes that to be possible. Right? That means that being that you're supposed to be doing this at this point, and you did that, so the fact that this wasn't yet done, that causes the paslus to what was done earlier. It's ma'akiv. That's what it means, right? Dover mu'uchar, the thing which was done later. I'm sorry. Im hiktam lehem dover hamuchar ein elu ma'akvin olov. These things Rashi is talking about now on the tzad that they're not ma'akva. This is the issue over here. The thing that should have been done earlier, that is like a prerequisite. In number one is a prerequisite for number two, and number two hasn't yet reached its proper time. Let's say to do until number one is done. Right, so that's why number two will be possible if you make it earlier, right? Because it's not yet the proper time to do it.
So Rashi said, "Im hikdim lahen." He's only talking about these avodas shebuchutz, big day loving. If anything precedes any of these avodas shebuchutz, then it's not makrif, right? Im hikdim lahen, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anything comes before, let's say, the matana on the mizbeach, right? On the matana sedar on the mizbeach. Something comes before that shouldn't have. It's not makif.
Mm-hmm.
But
it can't cause a paslus. The one that should have been done first causes the paslus, right? That's how this works. And in this situation,
makif, but it's not,
right?
It's not, right?
That these things which are done b'chutz, they don't have the stringency to cause a paslus or something else, but that's how it would have worked. That's how this the ikuv of seder is such that what's supposed to become now, right, this is going to hold back anything else from having kashrus. I'm supposed to be done now, and I'm a condition to anything coming after me, and therefore if something comes first, then something, a prior condition wasn't yet met, and therefore whatever was done is not kosher.
Rashi doesn't seem to address what if one of these avodah shebichutz, what if they, one of these avodahs that's just enumerating, right?
Mm-hmm.
If it comes before an avodah shebifnim.
Okay, so we're gonna get to that, mitzvah Shem. Right, we'll discuss about that. Okay, let's just raise the question that you want to know right now. Right, let's say according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says that the ikuv is only in things which are done in the kachi kachim. Right, so what does that mean? What does that mean? Does that mean that if he was makdim one thing in the kachi kachim before another thing in the kachi kachim, that means both things are in the kachi kachim. That's where we have the ikuv. Is that what we mean over here?
For sure, in other words,
right? Yeah. So that's for sure. We, but is it limited to that, or what? Where it's sufficient that one, or specifically one of the two, is something which is done in the kachi kachim. Now, according to the way we just saw the Rashi over here, it would seem like the prior one, right, the one that was come to him first, right, that's the one which has the ikuv power, and that's the one which is conditioned that it should be in the something from the kachi kachim. Right, that's the thing which has the power to be ma'akiv something otherwise. That's what you might have thought from the second Rashi, but we'll the next Rashi will be telling on this point. The Rashi says over here, the next Rashi, "Bibig dezov mechutz." This is in Rav Nechemya Shita.
Did we finish the first Rashi?
Oh, I'm sorry. You know something? You are right. You're right. Important part of the Rashi. Excuse me. Avol b'shchita v'chafina moidehu. Rashi says as follows. Avol b'shchita v'chafina. These things are really not done in the kachi kachin. Avol b'shchita v'chafina. Therefore, we would have thought that Shchit and Chafina, they're included in this group of Big Day Lov and Hanaser Bachutz, and therefore they don't create any ikuv. Rashi says, however, b'shchita v'chafina, the shchita of the par in the soil, and the chafina of the k'teris, moidehu, Rabbi Yehuda agrees that we deal with these things as with the same din as things which are done in the Big Dilov and Bifnim. Why? The Tzarech Prim Kipnim Domi. Because these things are Tzarech Pnim. The Shechita is in order to give us the dam that's going to go into the Kachi Kachim. The Chafina is also in order to be able to be makti the Ktaris Lefnav Lefnim. So Zograshi, these things, because of Tzorech Prim Kipnim Domi, these also have the same chomer as the Dov Hanas Bifnim. Now this that Rashi says this over here is really based on Gemara later on. Right? Gemara later on tells us this. Right? We'll see how clear everything that Rashi says is in the Gemara or not. Right? But Rashi over here is coming from a Gemara. It's not something that Rashi just decided on his own, obviously. Okay, but that's important piece in the Rashi. The Rashi tells us that Shechita and Chafina, both of them are included in Pnim because of Tzorech Pnim ke Pnim Dami. Right? These things are Tzorech Pnim. These are things which enable us to do the Avodas HaPnim. They have the din of Pnim. And Be'ez Hashem, maybe we'll get a chance to see, right, when we learned the sugi before on Daf Lamed Tes, right, there's discussion in the Rishonim about this as far as Hagrola is concerned, right, whether Hagrola, right, you see from Rashi definitely Hagrola not, right, and that's the question over here, whether Hagrola also should have this Malyusa, this advantage of Tzarech Pnim Kipnim, right, because the Hagrola is also playing a role. But you see from Rashi that it's not, right? Right, maybe we get a chance to review that Tosfos Yerushalmi over there, right, which talks about the differences. Let's see the next Rashi. Right, this is talking in Reb Nechemya. He's mechalek between Big Day Lovan and Big Day Zohov. Right, he holds all Big Day Lovan. Seder's Ma'akev. Big Day Zohov. That's Masha Osa Osui. So Rashi says, what are things which are done with these of machos? Going eloi the el ha'om. These are other carbonus. Eloi ve'el ha'om. The ayels. Shehiktim lohen hoitzoas kafu machto. We didn't mention the point that the removing of the kafu machta. The kafu machta is actually removed from the kochi kochim after he does these korbanos. So let's say he was makdim. He was makdim the hitzas kafu machta. Ein ma'akfen olov livsoil. It's not ma'akif. Now this Rashi over here, what are we discussing over here? At first glance, it would seem that Hoitzos Kafa Machta is something which is done Kochi Kochi Mavoida. Right? And Rashi is saying over here that the Ayel, Eile Ve'el Ho'om, these are things which are done by Big Day Zov Machot, they're not Ma'akif, they can't cause an Ikov if Hoitzos Kafa Machta was done out of order, was done earlier, they're not Ma'akif. So this Rashi would seem to suggest that the ikuv lies in the thing which should come first, and since the one that comes first over here is something which is not a Big Day Zov Machutz, it's not Ma'akif Hagam, that what was done earlier was something which was Big Day Lovan in the Kochi Kochi. That's what this Rashi would be Mashman, and we'll see whether, you know, the Gemara before possibly says not like this. In this specific example over here, Rashi talks about the ikuv, the possible ikuv in Hoitzos Kafa Machta, which is an interesting example. So Shash over here asks the question, which maybe you're wondering yourself, that, you know, Hoitzos Kafa Machta, those who have the Rashash, see it's the first Rashash over here. And he asks over here two questions, right? You see, it's the first Rashash over here in Daf Samach on the Rashi. V'teima. My psul shayach b'tzos kafo machto. This is, you know, what's b'chlal? Rashi's come to say that according to Nechemya, being that this is the elev el ha'om, are things which are done b'big day zohov machutz, the nam akev z'tzos kafo machto. That's what Rashi says. So Frekt Rashash, what do Bichlau mean, right, to be Ma'akav Hoitzos Kafu Machta? Hoitzos Kafu Machta is just removing the kalim that were originally used to do the k'tayris. The nirah posh, dafil hoitzim klalim, lo ma'akav kapora. the Rosh Hashanah says, what would be if you didn't remove them at all? Right? L'chor, they're taking them out and not accomplishing anything at all. So how is it possible to say that if they're taken out of order, then and there's some kind of ikuv in that? Right? Even if they weren't taken out at all, l'chor, it doesn't. Can you mivatel a mitzvah? But you know, what effect should they have? They're not accomplishing any kapora. L'chor, the hitzos kapul machton. That's one point that he asks on this example that Rashi says. V'oid, another question: Ech yisakin ha-me'uvas hazeh? How could you even possibly fix it up? Right? You know, what could you do? Right? Hachi yachzim lekotchei kotchim. What are you going to put them back in? V'yachzer v'yetzim achar ha'elim. Right? You know, if you have to, if it would be ma'akev, what does that mean? Right? That means you have to say, how do you redo this? Put them back in, then you know, and then take them out. Take them out again. Right, Rosh Hashanah says that, you know, if you ask me, I would think that on the contrary, if you do this, this is a bir ekonos. You're going in for no reason, and doing this itself would make things even worse. Right, you know, putting it back in. Okay, you could wonder about this, right? You know, if this is what you had to do, then it's not a bir ekonos, right? But you see that the Rosh Hashanah wonders about this example, Hitzos Kaful Machta, what kind of ikov is at all possible in this? Right? We're coming to say that being that it's Big Day Zohov, that's why it's not Ma'akev Hitzos Kaful Machta. Right? You know, were it to be otherwise, it would be. That's why he's questioning this idea of what kind of ikov is possible at all in Hitzos Kaful Machta. That the hoitzol, the removing of mouth, is not accomplishing any kapora l'charim. Okay.
The kapora machta, he puts on the Big Day 11 just for that one act. You have to be shats, and then the Big Day Zav, he puts it on just for that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Now, you see, the Rishonim talk about over here that in this example, there's going to be a problem. If you switch this in, it's going to affect the changing of the begodim. Yeah, the tefillos. That's what the Rishonim talk about over here. Also not a problem with this example that Rashi gives. Yeah, let's see some Gemara, and then we'll get back to over here. Because let's get the full picture over here. Because this is really the base over here of this sugya. Right? The previous sugya is really built on this sugya. So, okay, so we have Machlekes, Kipshute, the two shittas in the Inyan over here, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya, that if things are done out of order, if something was done earlier than it should have been done, is the Seder Ma'akev that has to be redone, that it doesn't count what was done earlier than it should have been done. Rabbi Yehuda holds that this Ikov is only by Dvorim that are done in the Kotchi Kotchim, Rashi tells us. And Reb Nechemya holds that it's done, anything which is done with the Big Day Lovon, even in the Heichel, not in the Kotchi Kotchim. Anything which is done Big Day Lovon, right, is Ma'akev. Zot Gemara, what's the source of this? Where does the ikav come from? Om Rabbi Yechanan, Shtem Bekeche Doshu. Rabbi Yechanan tells us, and we see this is a half min of the Gemara. Gemara doesn't remain with this explanation. Om Rabbi Yechanan, Shtem Bekeche Doshu, both of them, Nechemya and Rabbi Yehuda, Dashen, the same pasuk. They come from the same source. They just understand this pasuk differently. And this would be mashmoyis that Taka is only two shittas over here. Shnei mekach adoshu v'hoisa zois lachem l'chukas oil ma'achas bashona. The pasuk by Nachremus referring to the avodas Yom Kippur. The pasuk mentions chuka. Right? We see many times the lashon of chuka. Chuka means that this is a law. The word chuka or chayk is a basis for ikuv. Right? So this pasuk tells us ikuv. And the pasuk says, "V'hoyzeh zois lachem l'chukas oylam achas bashanu." the once a year that you do this, that is chukah. Zok the Gemara, who does sova mokim shemeschafim b'pamachas b'shanum. The pasuk relates the chukah to achas b'shanum. At the bottom, Rashi says achas b'shanum al mokiksev chukah likuva achas b'shanum ksev. The chukah is described and limited to what the pasuk says. The next words achas b'shanum. Achas b'shanum is describing where the chukah is said, where the ikav was said. Achas b'shanum. Rabbi Yehuda sover mokom shemeschafim b'pamachas b'shanum. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the achas b'shanum goes on the place. Mokom shemeschafim b'pamachas b'shanum. That's the kochi kochim. So Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda sover amokom shekaparosay achas b'shanum ksiva chuka. The place that its kapara is done once a year, that's where chuka said. Avol ahich v'azoris. However, anything other than that, the Hechem Azorah, feel vom hanas b'dei lovin, she'en kaparosim b'koyin godol el achas b'shono, because these things don't have that condition. They're not a once a year thing that's done by the koyin godol. Even the Hechel, right? We know, right? Pal Haron, Helm, Barshel, Tzibur, and the other carbonates which are not limited to Yom Kippur, which are and could be brought there also. So there, Blake of chukah. Chukah is not referring to these things. Chukah is referring to a place that is only, a kapara is on that place once a year. That's the kochi kochin. Now at this point, let's just mention what we were hinted toward. If you look in the Rambam, when the Rambam brings this halacha over here that we're dealing with, Rambam says as follows: Kol avoda sha'oved b'beit de'lovon b'fnim b'heichol tzoch aseis na'al ha'seidim. Rambam says Kol avoda sha'oved b'beit de'lovon, and all avodas which are done with the beit de'lovon, with the white begotten, the four begotten. Bifnim beheichel. The Rambam translates that bifnim that the Gemara mentioned is beheichel. Right, so Hashem Nal Haseder Shabiyanu. That's the Rambam brings Loch Pasim like Rabbi Yehuda. So the Rambam seems to translate the Loshim bifnim that we mentioned that Rashi says clearly means bifnai bifnim. As Rashi says, the Rambam definitely the Pashas Haloshim Rambam. Sounds like he's learning that's not what it means. Bifnim means within the Heichel. So the two places that the Gemara is discussing, Pnim Chutz, according to the Rambam, is Heichel and Azor. Right? That's what the Rambam is mashma. The Lechem Mishnah points out this apparent machlokes. Pirush Rashi Zam Bifnim Fnab Bifnim. Avol Rabbeinu Zal. However, the Rambam Shekosa Bifnim Behechol Mashma Dein Mefarish Kepirush Rashi Zal. The Rambam who says Bifnim Behechol will be Mashma. He doesn't learn the intention of the Gemara like Rashi. El Bifnim Have Pirush Behechol. Rambam holds Bifnim means Behechol. Uvachutz is led the Pirush of Azora, and Mechutz is Azora. So according to Rashi, Pim Chutz means Kochi Kochim and anything out of Kochi Kochim, Heichel and Azora, they're all B'chal Chutz. According to the Rambam, Pnim means Kochi Kochim and Heichel. That's all Pnim. Chutz first starts in Azora. Asks the Lechem Mishnah from this piece of Gemara that we just learned right now. Right, the Gemara over here says that the time of Rabbi Yehuda, Achas Bashono, a place Shemeskaprim by Achas Bashono. Achas Bashono is only Kochi Kochim. Right? And this Rashi explains it. Right? It's not limited to the way he learned before. That the facts are true. Right? So this is a question. According to the Rambam, this Dishtilka Gemara is clearly that the Pnim. This is the first question that the Lechem Mishnah asks. The kosh al devar Rabbeinu zal the Gemara omru shom tam de Yehuda achas bashanu. Makom she miskapa boy achas bashanu, the place that miskapa only once a year. Vahachli havel ofnav lefnim davka kapir Rashi. This definitely is only time for like Rashi says. The heichal re kam poam nechnas be bashanu. A heichal, right? Kam poam nechnas be bashanu. Enter many times. Entrance, like upon him bringing carbonus, is Kappenberg. Question on the Rama. Yeah?
Paris.
What?
Hmm?
Okay, yeah. It's Kappen, yeah. Okay, that's right. Mm hmm. Mm hmm. Right, you're right. Let's see a little further, and then we'll see what the Eitzah for this question is. So far we saw Rabbi Yehuda Shita, Rabbi Chemna Sovar, Dvorim HaMeskaprim Bohem, Pamachas Bashonu. Rabbi Chemna learns that Achas Bashonu is not referring to a place. It's referring to types of avoidus. Dvorim HaMeskaprim Bohem, Pamachas Bashonu. Rashi says, Dvorim HaMeskaprim Bohem, Pamachas Bashonu, Bein Amokim, Bein Abgodim. Right? Rashi explains that the Achas Bashon, the Ikov, is not limited to the Mokim. Dvorim HaMeskarpim P'mach Bashon. That's how Rashi explains what this means over here. And that's why it includes all Avodas which are done with Begodim, which are Achas Bashon. Dvorim HaMeskarpim Bohem P'machas Bashon. Rashi teaches over here that when we say dvorim, we mean to include anything which is a one time, not necessarily the place is a one time, but anything which has the one time aspect, which includes begodim, and that's why according to Reb Nechemya, anything which is done with the big day lovin has the ikuv, as opposed to things which are done with big day zohov. Those are begodim which are worn all year round, and that's why they're not pachal le'achas bashon. Now the Gemara continues over here to ask a question. Fret the Gemara, could this truly be the source? Otel Rabbi Yehuda Mokem Ksiv? Fret the Gemara, our question that, I mean, the Pasuk says achas bashon, there's no reference over here that it means the Mokem. So for Rabbi Yehuda to decide the achas bashon from this Pasuk means Mokem, we don't have enough of a basis for that. That's what the Gemara is asking. Also, Behud the Mokum Ksiv, does it say Mokum over here? So that's not enough basis to limit the Ikov just to Pnim. Therefore, the Gemara proceeds, and the Gemara says a different explanation. Shemot is really falling off of the previous explanation. The Gemara says as well, Ela hainu time to Behuda. Ela chazor is the Gemara, so that's Takanat Pshat. Ela hain time Rabbi Yehuda, ksiv zois uksiv achas. Right now, what we're doing again, this pasuk definitely is the mokra for the ikuv. This pasuk says chukah, but what's going to decide the chukah is based on two words in the pasuk over here, which are miyutim, which are have a mashmos of limiting, zois, this and achas. You have two miyutim. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda learns as follows: Chal mute big day lovon mi bachutz, v'chal lemute big day zohov. We have two miyutim. Means like this: is that chukah would have gone on everything, and now the pasuk over here has in relation with the chukah, the pasuk has two miyutim, which limit the chukah in two ways, two steps. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds the Chal Mute Big Day Love and Bachutz, the Chal Mute Big Day Zov, and this is how Rabbi Yehuda arrives at his Shita, based on the two miyutim. Rabbi Nechemya also has two miyutim. So why does he argue? Zokti Gemara, Rabbi Nechemya Chal Mute Big Day Zov, Chal Mute Shiraim Diloy Ma'akvi. The Gemara tells us, according to Rabbi Chemya, he uses a miyut for something other than this, for shirayim d'loy ma'akvi, and therefore, that as far as the things that Yehuda uses the meat for, he doesn't have a pasuk to mimayit, and that's why he's only mimayit, only one of the two, and therefore he's only mimayit, so I'm going to ask him big day zohov. Now, according to this, that the Gemara, it would seem to be that the order of the miyutim, right, first is things big day zohov, right, they're nismayit from the ikuv, and if you have a second meat, then you have the right to be mamayit, even dvorm hanasim b'big day lovon b'chutz. So it comes out that that first line in the Gemara is a little bit out of order in Shitas of Yehuda, because according to Yehuda, right, chamut b'big day lovon, chamut b'big day zov, the truth of the matter is the seder of the miyutim really should have been first zov. Now you have a second one, so you could even be mamayit at big day lovon. Right, because there shouldn't be any machlekes, you know, as far as they say what the first meat should be.
In Rabbi Yehuda,
right? The Gemara mentions Chaim the big day love machutz, Chaim the big day zov. Right, that the first glance it would seem this is the seder here. One meat thing, right?
The way it says it over here, once you have this meat, you already the other one is implicated.
So or you know you you didn't have the right to be mad. So I mean the chayra, it's a ktasa or, but for our purposes over here we'll say that the Gemara is not bedafka in the order, and everyone agrees that the first meat that you'd have, right, is first for big day zov. If you have a second meat available, then you can be mimayit even the big day lovin. Right? And that's the machlokes over here. Rabbi Yehuda has two miyutim, and therefore he's mimayit first big day zov and even big day lovin. And Kontram Nechemya, since Dr. Gemara tells us that he has a meat to be mimayit Shirayim Lamachi, we'll see what that means in a moment in Rashi. Right? So he learns that this pasuk, the first meat in the pasuk, refers to the din of Shirayim, and the remainder of the dam, which gets poured, as we learned on this Be'ach HaChitzen, Shirayim Lamachi. So therefore, according to him, as far as what we're dealing with over here, he only has one meat, so that applies to the big days of. That's why all the big day lovin are makiv according to Reb Nechemya. Let's see the Rashi over here. The Rashi ksiv zois mashma chuka al zois ksiv v'hola al cheres. Now this zois is limiting the chuka. Mashma chuka al zois ksiv. The chuka is said on this specifically this v'hola al cheres. That's the meat over here. Come tell me only this and not something else, and that's why it's been made something. Now Rashi explains over here. According to Bichem, what do we mean when we say it's made shirayim? The Rashi lemutei shirayim. Now over here, this Rashi over here is an important deek in this Rashi. The Rishonim already question. Rashi says mutei shvicha shirayim d'loy ma'akfi dovar hama'ucha lohem imekdimu lohem. Rashi says that when we're saying over here that mutei shirayim d'loy ma'akfi, the Gemara is referring to in the same context that we're discussing over here. The ikav that we're discussing is an ikav as far as Seder Hadvarim. Right? They're not ma'akiv. And as even though Shvich HaShirayim is something which is done with the big day lovin, and therefore it should have been ma'akiv, according to Reb Nechemya, right? In his Shvich HaShirayim is different. This is something which doesn't have the ikav. It's not ma'akiv something else if something is done before it. L'muti Shirayim Shvich HaShirayim D'loy ma'akvi dovar hamu'uchar lohem im ikdimu lohem. They can't cause an ikav in something that was done prior to them. V'afal pi shehein nasim midelovon, even though they don't belovon, ein sidr ma'akiv. Right? Their order is not ma'akiv. The fact that something was done prior to them, they don't act as a prerequisite for something else, as a conditional prerequisite for something else to stop the kashrus of something that comes before them. And what we mean to say from this Rashi is that it sounds like from this Rashi that that's the extent of lo ma'akvi. Of course, you got to do them, right? Right? If they themselves are not done, then you know, they'll be ma'akiv in their personal korban. But they don't create an ikuv in something which comes before. That's the mashmos of the Rashi over here.
So is that the mashmos of Rashi? I mean, he's not really addressing that.
Rashi is not... Well, we see that Rashi says, Muti shiram lo ma'akvi, Rashi's putting a limitation. And as I tell what I mean to say is, and we've seen the Hemshech HaGemara, shiram lo ma'akvi, right, you know, in other contexts over here means that the shiram and ma'akiv, if you don't do it, then the kapora of that korban is still accomplished. Now, as we know that the matan dam is the main kapora of korbanos.
Right.
Right. Now, how much of the matonis of the dam is different in different types of korbanos? Korbanos shabora on mizbeach echitzen, so matana achas is ma'akiv, right? Even before shvich shrayim, right? The shvich shrayim definitely not ma'akiv. By the korbanos which are brought in the heichel, those, so the Gemara learns over there that all the matanas are ma'akiv, right? And now there's a discussion over there about what about the shvich shrayim? Is the shvich shrayim also have the same din as the matanis, that they're also ma'akev, the kapora of the korban? So there is, we'll see in the Gemara, right, a discussion about this, whether the shvich shirayim is ma'akev, if you don't do it at all or not. Right? Other korbanos, you don't do shvich shirayim, you know, it's not ma'akev the korban at all. Just, you know, you just are out, don't have the mitzvah of shvich shirayim. So this Rashi over here is telling us in the Gemara that When we say that shirayim ala ma'akiv, just means that they can't be ma'akiv of something else. Mashmos would be, but obviously that they themselves are ma'akiv. That's kipshutei what Ashi's mashma. What do you hear?
Well, I hear that he's teaching the word. And again, we have two ikuvim that we're dealing with: the ikuv of the order and whether the avod is ma'akiv. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So he's saying that the teich of this word here in this context means the ikuv of the order is not a problem, right? But he's not really addressing whether.
He's telling us what this pasuk is coming to tell us, right? So if this pasuk really tells us more, so then Rashi should
give us the full.
Right, we're learning. Right, we're learning that one of these psukim over here is coming to tell me that shirayim lo ma'akvi. Now, what's the extent of the shirayim lo ma'akvi that we learn from this pasuk?
From this pasuk, we're learning that the order is a ma'akev. Right?
I mean, we might have a source from someplace else that they're not ma'akev themselves.
Because again, the whole separating the shirayim from any other avodas chutz doesn't start unless there's some type of difference between it. Right? In other words, somehow we're putting Rav Nechemia, Rav Nechemia is separating shirayim from all the other avodas b'chutz in the Big Day Lavan, right?
Mm-hmm.
That it needs its own separate meal.
It has. Right?
What?
I don't know if it needs. Right? I mean, he obviously looked at shirayim in the first place as something which is less than everything else, and that's why the first meat which was available, he sent right to shirayim.
But what made it less than anything else?
But that has to start out with his own svar. Otherwise, how did he know to send the meat there?
What?
How did he know to send the first meat there?
Right. So
what's the answer to that?
So I don't think Rashi argues the point that he learns that it's not ma'akev. All the other avodas are ma'akev the kapara. I mean,
so if they're not ma'akev the kapara, so then definitely they're not ma'akev something else. No, wouldn't that be poshut? If you could leave it out totally, so how could they possibly be ma'akev something else? That's really where this idea is coming from. Lechur that I mean that should be the.
I mean, you can't say that it's that if you leave it out, then it's not a problem. But if you do it out of order, so then it would be a problem.
See, but really what we mean over here is that this is talking about, let's say you do something before Shvich Ram. You didn't do Shvich Ram yet, right? You want to say, this thing is puzzle. Why? Because it's supposed to be Shvich Ram. Now you tell me, I could just not do it, and so the carbon is costless. How could it possibly be that this could be ma'akev? It could be ma'akev this.
Because one, you're actively doing something when out of order, when you're just skipping something. I mean, that's.
But when did it become out of order?
When you did.
So it'll become puzzle after I do Shvich Shiraim. That's what you want to have.
At the
time it was good. So then, you know, it was good. You know, retroactivism is compulsive. Okay. Okay. That's what we could think a little bit about this. All right, and we'll see in the. Okay. All right, but Akaponim, this is what Rashi's saying, right? Whether Rashi means as opposed to something else or not. Okay. That's what you wanna raise that. Point that Rashi, maybe Rashi doesn't mean as opposed to something else. Okay. Yeah. So what we want to mention over here at this point is that the Lecha Mishnah offers for the Rambam is that he says as follows, that like we saw, we asked the question from the Havamin of the Gemara. Right? Now, I mean, definitely the Pashas Hadvarim, things shouldn't really shift from, you know, one explanation of the Gemara to the next. Right, kipshuta. Right. However, that we'll see that in the yeshiva of the Rambam, the Lecha Mishnah wants to say as follows that in Achanami, the Rambam that says Nehechos Olam Maskonas Hagemor Avara, according to the first way the Gemara explained Achas Bashana Mokom Shem Schapim Achas Bashana, even the Rambam would agree that at that point in the Gemara, Rabbi Huda Shita Pnim is going to mean kochin. Now, at this point of the Gemara, this is where things shift at this point of the Gemara. And the basis of that, kipshutai, and then on the contrary, right, one could maybe even question that once we have mi'utim over here, which we're starting that everything should be ma'akiv, right, and on that we're being ma'ayit certain things. So if we're being ma'ayit certain things, then, you know, you only have the right to be memayit only, you know, one thing at a time, like we see from the Gemara over here. So therefore, the Rambam holds that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, this that we have a source, we have these two sources to be memayit, right? We're memayit Big Day Zov, right? And then we're memayit even Big Day Lovon. Now, when we're talking about Big Day Lovon, so what right do we have to be memayit? Do we have the right to be memayit, you know, in one meet, everything aside from kochin, to be ma'id, or maybe we don't have the right to be ma'id, we only have the right to be ma'id azora, things are done in azora. And that's why, according to this explanation of the Gemara, that we're working with miyutim, and the miyutim are taking things out of the ikav, so we really don't have the right to jump to there. And that's why, according to this terrace of the Gemara, according to Yehuda, today, what pnim means is not limited to kochin, but it includes the Heichel also. Right, so therefore, as far as this piece of Gemara is concerned, that not only could we have an Eitzah to answer the Rambam, but there might be a Mashmois in the Gemara, a reason why the Rambam Badafu would learn like he learns. And he has other Kashas from other places, which are pretty clear, not like that. But as far as this piece of Gemara is concerned, we have a... We have what to work with. Okay, let's see what we could get to over here. The Gemara says as follows. Let's just see the next. Rabbi Yehuda, ima akvi, ima akvi, v'iloi ma akvi, loi ma akvi. Rabbi Yehuda says to Rabbi Nechemiah that you're using one of the mutim for shirayim. No, I hold that the mute does not go for shirayim. You know why? Because the ma'akvi, ma'akvi, ilo ma'akvi, ma'akvi, ma'akvi. Now, what does that mean? If they're ma'akiv, so the ma'akiv here also. if in other places they're ma'akiv, they're ma'akiv here, and if they're not, yiloy ma'akiv, yiloy ma'akiv. What does Rashi say on this? Rashi says, Rabbi Huda ima akfi sha'ar dvorim. Oh, so that's Rashi Taisha. Rashi Taisha is a little different over here. Rabbi Huda ima akfi sha'ar dvorim hanasim bidlovim b'chutz b'kisidron ma'akfi av shirayim kisidron. Rashi explains, Rashi learns that what Rabbi Huda, the answer is as follows, that if other things which are done b'big d'lovim b'chutz are ma'akev, there's no reason why shirayim should be any different. Af shirayim kisidron should also be ma'akev. V'iloy ma'akvi shadvam nasim v'lovon, loy ma'akvi hani, and these won't be ma'akev. D'inu name avoida ha-ma'akeves kaporehi, u'may chozes l'me'uto. Rashi says that Rabbi Yehuda's taina is that you see, in the end of this Rashi, Rabbi Huda is saying that the Shvicha Shiraim, it itself is something which is Ma'akav Kapora, so it's not any different than anything else. So why should we use a Mi'at to mimamai this thing? Why should we make Shvicha Shiraim any different? Therefore, that the Shvicha Shiraim is not something which should be excluded from the general rule. And therefore, you know, it's included in the rule. That's all. So therefore, there's no reason why it should be a miyat by itself. And therefore, Rabbi Huda Shita is established from the fact that he has two miyutim to be mayit over here. Now, the way Rashi explains over here, it comes out that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Shirayim is Ma'akiv, Ma'akiv Kapora. Right? Like we mentioned, there are 2 points over here. There's Seder, and then there's the thing itself. Is it Ma'akiv if you just leave it out? Mm-hmm. Right? So Rashi explained that Rabbi Yehuda is coming to say that the Shvich Shirayim, since they're Ma'akiv Kapora, they're just as important as anything else, so there's no reason why they should have a separate din. They should follow the rule. Now here, let's just jump to over here, just to bring out a point. Mora asked the question as follows. Mi Omar Rabbi Yechanan Hachi. Mi Omar Rabbi Yechanan Hachi. Yeah, you see, we just jumped a number of lines. This is over here. You see in the word, there's an aleph over there with a bracket at the beginning of a line. Mm-hmm. So we're on the next line. Okay, Mi Omar Rabbi Yechanan Hachi. Mora is asking a question on something that was mentioned before. Look at the Rashi. Rashi says, "Me'ar b'beichin al-hochi, v'ar m'ichem m'shirayim lo'y ma'akfi." Right? It should come out that according to Rabbi Yochanan before, shirayim ona ma'akfi, d'kam rino le'el, shnei m'ikri echad doshum. U'maskono, v'ar m'lechen yichad muti shirayim lo'y ma'akfi. We're asking a question that the previous piece of Gemara started, right, Rabbi Yochanan Shnei Mekran Doshu, he's coming to tell us the source of the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Nechemya. Maskanas HaGemara was that they have two miyutim. It's a question, what do you use for the two miyutim? Rabbi Nechemya uses one miyut for Shirayim. Tell them, Shirayim Lama'akvi. Now the Gemara is going to ask on that, right? Whatever that means, that we said before, that according to Rabbi Nechemya, Shirayim Aloy Ma'akvi, that's how Rabbi Yochanan explained it. A contradiction in Rabbi Yochanan. Zotig Moro, if I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Tana Rabbi Nechemya Kedev Ha'emi Shirayim Ma'akfi. The Gemara asks that Rabbi Yochanan says there's a Rabbi Nechemya. We'll see in the Rashi. This Rabbi Nechemya is actually talking about a different halacha. He's talking about if someone does Shvich Shirayim b'chutz. This is there's a din of shchutei chutz, which the Gemara learns primarily at Sheikh Ramala. If someone shechs a korban that's supposed to be shechted in the azora, he shechs it outside. Right? So that's a very chamur, a chiv koris on shchutei chutz. And Mara learns that it's not only limited to Shechita, it's include other avoiders, Halal, Shechinu Mala, and also Hazoaz Dam. It's supposed to be Bifnim if it was done Bachotz. Reb Nechemya says that Shficha Shirayim that was done Bachotz is he's over the Isra of Shchut Echutz. So Rabbi Yochanan says, well, that indicates that he holds that Shvich Shirayim is Ma'akiv. Because if Shvich Shirayim wasn't Ma'akiv when it's done Bifnim, then how could someone be over the Isser Bachutz? Right, the Pasuk says, Al Pescha Mel Hevi'i, something which is Ma'akiv Bifnim, that's the type of thing that if it's done Bachutz, is a Chi of Koris. So if you find that Reb Nechemya says that Shvich Shirayim Bachutz is over the Isser of Shchut Echutz, that's an indication that he holds that's Bechlal Al Pescha Mel Hevi'i. That's something that's niskabel b'fnim. That's something that's ma'ak v'kabar b'fnim. So Rabbi Yochanan, oh, so I see that Rabbi Nechemya hold that Shvich Shirayim is ma'akiv kapore. Right? It's something which is necessary in order to accomplish the kapora of the Gemara. Therefore, the Gemara is asking a contradiction in Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, the way he explained Rabbi Nechemya in all the Gemara over here that Shirayim is loy ma'akvi, and over there Rabbi Yochanan said that it is ma'akvi. The Gemara remains kasha with a kasha. The Rishonim asked, this is the second kasha they ask on Rashi's explanation. Over there, one of the kashas that they ask is that according to Rashi's explanation, it's not really a contradiction. Right? Maybe you have an answer to this. Right? But you see how the Rishonim understand what Rashi is saying. That there's two different topics. Rashi is just saying over there that it's not ma'akiv the Seder. But the Iker, if you leave it out, maybe it is ma'akiv, and that's why there's a chiv shchot echutz. So what is the Mora asking over here? Right? Two different ideas. This second Mara Mokum is definitely told me if you leave it out, that's the question whether it's ma'akiv kapara in itself. And the question before was, is that does it cause a pasulus, or something which comes first? I just have two different topics, and therefore the Rishonim will learn that the Gemara before, Ma'akiv says Kasha, Gemara before, and the Gemara says, Shirayim le ma'akvi, it's really not limited just to this halacha over here. But Shirayim le ma'akvi really is a basic din, right? The reason why they're not bachlal, you know, the din of chukah is because Shirayim ala ma'akvi, right? They're not ma'akav kapor at all. Okay, we'll have to hold over here.